This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 16. The Wisdom of Waiting. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your slave is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Be'er Lahai Roi. It is still there, between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. 2 Peter 3 verse 9, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you." Abraham struggled to wait for his and Sarai's promised child to be born. It seemed to him that God was too slow in keeping his promises. Eventually, Abraham and Sarai lost patience with God and tried to have a child in their own unsanctified way. In his foolishness, Abraham ran ahead of God, leaving a path of relational carnage in his wake. Many of us can probably recall times when we have done something similar. We were unhappy with God's timing and began doubting his reliability. Maybe we didn't go as far as Abraham did, but we still charged ahead and tried to direct our own destiny. Often we find it easier to work rather than wait, to try harder rather than to trust, to play God rather than to surrender to him. But Abraham learned the hard way that there is one thing worse than waiting for God, and that is wishing you had waited. Abraham spent the rest of his life regretting his lack of faith and the rashness of his actions. God's timing and ours are often not in sync, so we are called to wait. And yet the Lord is not slow in keeping his promises. From the perspective of eternity, God's timing is perfect. Our calling is simply to trust God, giving him the time and space needed to work out his good plan. Pray with me. Lord, it is a privilege to be a part of your great plan to restore this world. Help us to step into that plan, waiting patiently to see what you will do in us and through us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.